Look up Marvin Webster highlights.
Nobody else has put in Marvin Webster.
Nobody else on Earth.
I don't even know who Marvin Webster is.
Yeah, Marvin Webster played like one or two seasons on the Knicks or something. My dad, let's be honest, so I don't know. I've never seen Marvin Webster play. I don't like really know who he is. But my dad and his brother used to talk about Marvin Webster.
Kevin Knox.
Wow.
Can I see?
Oh my God, it's Kevin Knox's dad.
What?
Whoa,
it is?
Kevin Knox.
Oh,
yeah.
Looks like
Kevin
it?
Knox.
Oh.
Are you serious?
Oh, he does look
he's
like
a warrior
Knox.
Now.
Wow. Kevin Knox.
Right, yeah, then he's not the Joe Tiger, though.
You name a Knicks player. You name a Knicks player that got 100 plus assists in a season.
Oh, you can get pretty niche there.
Marvin Webster.
I know one.
Marvin Webster.
Raymond Felton.
What's Kenny Walker?
Who are these?
My dad just texted me. Marvin Webster, Sonic's best years. Marvin Webster's getting a shout out here.
The ad didn't work, did it?
No, it didn't work.
Yeah, that's just like the most random guy I could
think of. You think Prigioni ever got 100?
I'm sure he did.
Yeah, he was a guard.
Pablo. Okay. Okay, last one. Can you name a Knicks player drafted after the 30th pick? So second round.
Well, that's going to be hard.
The most niche second round Knicks draft pick. Or no, he can. He doesn't have to be drafted by the Knicks. Oh. He just has to play for the Knicks.
Anyone in the Knicks?
Cle'Anthony Early? He was the first round. I think he was the first round.
Cle'Anthony?
I don't know second round picks like that.
The brains are
spinning. Picks are hard. I mean, Mitchell Robinson's an easy one.
Yeah, Jalen Brunson.
Yeah.
Marvin Webster.
Try Marvin Webster again. It's not going to let you. Marvin Webster's a go-to for me. When the Knicks show up.
My go-to is Chris Copeland.
That's good. That's probably second round.
Chris who?
Chris Copeland.
Oh, okay.
Damn.
He coaches with my assistant coach from my high school basketball team. He works now for him. Chris Copeland works for him. Wow. So the other day I saw like just a picture of Chris Copeland on my Instagram.
Which is crazy. Those are some dark days for the Knicks.
Yeah.
To be honest.
All right, I think we've come up on the time. Yeah. This has been Airball, and you're listening to 91.5 FM WMFO Medford Tufts Freeform Radio. Thank you for tuning in. This has been Airball. Pops, thank you for coming on the show.
Enjoy it.
Thank you. Yeah.
Thank you for coming.
Go Knicks.
Go Knicks.
Yes.
All
right. Outro.
Yeah, we listen to outro so.
Go, no,
turn
no,
the mics off,
no,
right?
Go.
Hey guys, it's Brian Young of Thank you. Hey guys, it's Brian Young of A Crash Course for the Ravers. It's a crash course for the ravers. Where we play deep cuts, lost classics, live tracks, your requests, and plenty of local rock sprinkled throughout. I'm joined by my beautiful co-host, Marie Michelle.
That's me.
1 to 4 p.m. Saturdays. Don't miss it on 91.5 WMFO in Medford.
Shout that you're all fake.
And you should have seen the look on your face. And I guess that's what it takes when comparing your belly aches. And it's been a long time, which agrees with this watch of mine. And I guess that I miss you, and I'm sorry if I dissed you.
This is Brian Kernahan, and you are listening to WMFO in Medford 91.5 FM, Tufts Educational Radio.
tried to laugh about it, cover it all up with lies. I try and laugh about it, hiding the tears in my eyes. 'Cause boys don't cry. Boys don't cry. I will break down at your feet, beg forgiveness, plead with you. But I know that it's too late, and now there's nothing I can do. So I try to laugh about it, cover it all up with lies.
Hey, Duncan, get over here. You need you to stay with me and your brother, okay?
I am.
Well, closer. Come on, help me out here, buddy. Excuse me. Duncan, you're blocking me out.
I want some bologna.
Not today.
I want it.
Sorry. Duncan!
I want to put the number thing.
Too bad.
Mommy would let me.
Yeah, well, she's not here, okay? She's gone, and she's not coming back, and you're just gonna have to deal with it like the rest of us, okay? Duncan.
On May 29th, Michelle Jimenez was killed by a drunk driver. She left behind her husband and four children. Drinking and driving is a crime that kills abruptly, but the pain lasts forever. Friends don't let friends drive drunk. A message from the U.S. Department of Transportation, the National Association of Broadcasters, and the Ad Council.
stars. She was. Ours.
tear up your secrets with the lies they told to you. And the least they ever gave you was the most you ever knew. And I wonder where these dreams go when the world gets in your way. What's the point in all this screaming? No one's listening anyway. Your voice is small and fading, and you're hiding here unknown. And your mother loves your father, cause she's got nowhere to go. And she wonders where these dreams go, cause the world got in her way. What's the point in never trying? Nothing's changing anyway. They press their lips against you, and you love the lies they say. And they tried so hard to reach you, but you're falling. The world gets in your way. What's the point in all this screaming? You're not listening anyway.
Down the stairs, what it seems to me that you have been doing. I'm good enough, I'm smart enough, and doggone it, people like me.
Oh, good for you!
91.5 WMFO.
I'm so happy of myself!
Well, stop it!
Thank you. I am sitting in the morning at the diner on the corner. I am waiting at the counter for the man to pour the coffee, and he fills it only halfway. And before I even argue, he is looking out the window at somebody coming in. It is always nice to see you, says the man behind the counter to the woman who has come in. She is shaking her umbrella, and I look the other way as they are kissing their hellos, and I'm pretending not to see them, and instead I pour the milk. I open up the paper, there's a story of an actor who had died while he was drinking. It was no one I had heard of, and I'm turning to the horoscope and looking for the funnies when I'm feeling someone watching me, and so I raise my head. There's a woman on the outside looking inside. Does she see me? No, she does not really see me, 'cause she sees her own reflection, and I'm trying not to notice that she's hitching up her skirt, and while she's straightening her stockings, her hair has gotten wet. Oh, this rain, it will continue through the morning as I'm listening to the bells of the cathedral. I am thinking of your voice and of the midnight picnic once upon a time before the rain began. And I finish up my coffee and it's time to catch the train.
We'll be right back.
Hey, this is Amanda Palmer and the Grand Theft Orchestra, and you're listening to WMFO, Medford.